The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew for Thursday. And guess what? It's Halloween. That's right. October 31st, episode 1524. John and Brian are here. I guess Dalton's probably out spooking somebody. But
he just has to walk up.
Oh.
Scares him just with his looks.
Oakland is at Riverdale tonight. That's where we're going to be.
Yep. I hope David Limbaugh has some candy for us.
No, he won't have any candy for us.
I guess it's true.
We don't have any here. Thursday morning, Halloween morning.
I have a Crunch bar for you.
Rockville is at Siegel tomorrow, so it's a double header. It's a double night header. It's a double, two games in 2 days.
Two games, 2 days on the Big G.
Oh, you're so happy. It just really.
Am I?
Yeah, MTSU's at UTEP Saturday, 1 p.m. airtime for that. Election Day is 5 days away from today. And if you want to early vote, you better do it today. And I would do it before 4 o'clock.
Today's the last day.
I guess they probably close it for, wouldn't you think?
I think it's 6.
Some people, I think Nashville's going till 4. And it'll be a little bit, it might be a little crowded this afternoon. They're trying to get in that early voting.
So they actually talked about this, had a news story about it at the Lane Agri Park. If you've ever been there, they usually do early voting in the livestock pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
And then on election day, it's in their community building. Well, they moved it on Monday to the community building, thinking there were going to be more people come in this week. So that's definitely happened until 6 o'clock.
So you still have 6 o'clock tonight.
Nine to six, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And there are 9 locations in Smyrna, Grace Church on Hazelwood, the Lane Agri Park, as we mentioned, Laverne Multipurpose Building, the Middle Tennessee Association of Realtors, MTAR, Sportscom, the Election Commission Annex, the Election Offices on the Square, Smyrna Town Hall, World Outreach on Salem.
That Middle Tennessee Realtor Building is to the left as you pull in.
On Butler?
Not on the right. They used to vote on the right side, but now you go on down to that building right there. You can't miss it. It's right there facing you. But I went the last time I went to vote. They used to be in the older building.
Okay.
Up there as you walk in.
Well, RutherfordCountyTN.gov/early-voting gives you all that I just gave you there.
And we fall back to standard time in 3 days, and that's exciting. Wow, there's a lot going on. We get to vote. We have an election. We have fall back, time change, Thanksgiving. Halloween's tonight, and Thanksgiving's just around the corner. And we've got 2 football games this week.
Whew.
Who scheduled 2 games in 1 week? Why would you do that? Why? I've maintained for years and years and years it ought to be the WGNS Game of the Week.
Well.
But you want to try to get all the teams, I understand.
Yeah.
But.
The Game of the Week this week obviously would be if you had to choose one game to broadcast.
Rockville is Siegel because it's on Friday night. The extra bonus game would be Thursday. That would be prime time. I've tried to get that across. It's Thursday prime time football, Thursday night.
But you just said we shouldn't do it.
No, I don't think we should do 2. It would be primetime Thursday game of the week if it was just 1.
Yeah, but then what about everybody who tunes in on Friday night knowing that there's going to be a game there and there's nothing?
Well, I guess you and Rod would be great at it, I would think. But it's really hard to get all the way across town on Friday night. Oakland Riverdale.
I know, just ask me. I've had to do it the last
Oakland,
2 weeks.
Oakland Riverdale, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's fine. I get there, leave about 2 minutes before I have to be there. It's quick. It's a quick trip.
Is it quicker than Rockville or about the same?
Actually, I think it's quicker than Rockville, maybe by about just a little bit because it's the traffic flow. It's they're all going out that way to
Salem.
You're
going the opposite direction of the afternoon traffic.
But I'll be there to earn my money. I'll be there with information and entertainment.
Wow.
Yeah. I really just kid about it. I really like doing it.
You are the pregame and halftime host.
Yeah.
Color analyst, stat man, man of many talents.
Yeah, well, you do one thing and get kudos from everybody.
Right.
You know, like, wow, what a play-by-play guy. I'm sitting there like doing all the background work and all that kind of stuff. Oh, you do check the scores.
What does Rod do?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
He takes the binoculars.
Well, that's true, yeah.
All right, we've got a great show this morning. It is Halloween. Stay with us.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of cloudiness for today. Showers are possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 80 degrees. South winds will be breezy, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely. Storms also possible. Lows drop to 59. And then still a chance for showers and storms on Friday, mainly before noon. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 69.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment today. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center. Reinventing men's health care.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cooking to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cooking to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Toots. Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants.
Toots.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 3 p.m. We got $5.99 lunch specials every day. Sure to please.
Toots.
We're offering our $5.99 lunch specials takeout or dine in. So stop by, grab yours today.
Toots.
At Toots, we not only want you to feel comfortable, we want you to feel safe.
Toots.
Our staff is ready to serve you at one of our four Rutherford County locations.
Good food and fun.
When news breaks, when traffic's horrendous, when the weather's bad. Be the first to get the news, traffic, and weather you want with a text alert from News Radio WGNS. Free text alert. Sign up online at WGNSradio.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In Game 5 of the World Series, the Dodgers were looking to close out the Yankees. New York looking to force a Game 6 back in L.A. Well, it was a good start for the Yankees. They were up 5-0 in this one. But in the fifth inning, a couple of errors by the Yankees allowed L.A. to score 500 runs and tie the game. But New York would reclaim the lead 6-5. In the eighth, though, the Dodgers score a pair of runs. Mookie Betts with a sac fly to help bring home the go-ahead run. Walker Buehler, normally a starting pitcher, came on and closed the door with a score. Scoreless ninth, his first major league save, and the Dodgers beat the Yankees 7-6. Mookie Betts had a pair of RBI, so did Teoscar Hernandez, as did Freddie Freeman, your World Series MVP. Four home runs and 12 runs driven in during the series. Again, Dodgers win the deciding game 5-7-6, take the series 4-1 to capture the eighth World Series in franchise history.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
I don't know what that's from. That's from something. Beetlejuice, maybe?
It's Beetlejuice-esque.
Okay. Okay. 621 here on the Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you this morning. And I do want to, well, let me do this first. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Since 1936, MTE's provided light, comfort, and connection to our community. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help you. You can connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app. Okay, what I was going to say. Everybody tonight, be kind to the little ones. They'll be, you know, be careful when you're driving into subdivisions and that kind of thing. Because, you know, we stress, you know, kind of put something on that they can see people, but it's still, you know, don't go 40 through your subdivision.
Go 50.
No, Brian, you go 10 probably. Mm. 10 to 15. Just be aware that they're out there. The good thing about it, daylight saving time doesn't change until, you know, after Halloween's over. So, till 6 o'clock. If they go out and trick-or-treat at 5, then they've got, you know, an hour for the little ones to get out and still be daylight.
Well, if you're going to trick-or-treat on the square, it's 3 to 5 this evening. So
I have seen a trend in that, too, by the way. We'll talk about that
next, early afternoon,
in the next segment, but about trick-or-treating and how it's changed over the years. But first, we have to have our song of the day, and these are the – what are these? Because I've got a different list. Oh, here it is. It's Halloween hits.
He did the mash. He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard
smash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle.
I don't think anybody will ever beat that for a Halloween classic.
You know, most of the Halloween songs are older anyway.
Yeah, they don't bring out many new ones.
Thriller
anymore.
May be the newest one.
I get that. Maybe you may be right. That's Bobby Boris Pickett. That's after Boris Karloff, who played the monster in Frankenstein. Now, we're going back 1930, but this song, I think, was done late 50s, early 60s, probably. So, back in my era, when I was a kid, I used to watch all the Frankenstein and Wolfman and all those movies. They came on The Big Show on Channel 5 every weekday morning for you people my age with Bob Lobertini. That was in the afternoon, 4 to 5:30. It was called The Big Show.
The Big Show?
They had a movie, and they edited it, tried to get it in an hour and a half with commercials, so they cut out half the movie. But as a kid, you didn't realize that. Alex Jones is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for working to make the community a better place. Alex is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So that is today's Good Neighbor. If you want to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day to us, text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450. Same phone number, taking your birthday and anniversary announcements this morning on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Monster Mash was actually released in 1962.
Very good, my man.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T-Cell. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T-Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. The Rutherford County Commission's Health and Education Committee voted to approve a $40 million annex for Laverne High School, but the expansion still needs a final vote at the next commission meeting. Rutherford County's Director of Schools, Dr. Jimmy Sullivan, said Laverne High School is overcrowded and needs the annex, which will increase student capacity by some 500 students. Middle Tennessee State University community gathered Wednesday to honor the life of a student who died by suicide. The vigil held in front of James E. Walker Library honored the life of Serenity Birdsong. She died Monday, and all classes were canceled at MTSU on Tuesday as a result of the tragedy. message was not just a moment of sorrow, but a call to action. For many, Birdsong had become like family. Even through tragedy, her memory served many attendees as a reminder of kindness and compassion. MTSU President Sidney McPhee was at the vigil, telling the community that they were not alone in their sorrow. Well, it's Halloween, and in honor of the great pumpkin, we look at some statistics from the Indiana Pumpkin Grower Association. Now, of the 69 states, countries, and provinces represented, New York finished as a state with the largest great pumpkins, with an average weight of 2,365.2 pounds. The Empire State finished second overall behind the United Kingdom, with the average weight there 2,415.9 pounds. Now, the heaviest singular pumpkin was grown in Minnesota last year by Travis Geinger and weighed 2,749 pounds. He also has the third largest pumpkin on record in the U.S., with 2,560-pound pumpkin that he grew back in 2022. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Ooh, that's scary. 27 after the hour, John and Brian. You know, if Dalton ever finally just quits the Wake Up Crew, we may just call it John and Brian, kind of like Rick and Bubba. Do you think?
I don't know about that.
Oh, it's just because you don't want second billing. But it sounds John and Brian sounds better than Brian and John. Don't you think? It's got a ring to it. John and Brian. Welcome to the John and Brian Show. Not going to happen, is it? Because of your ego. That's exactly what it is. It's your ego.
I don't like my name being in the name of the title.
I say it every time we come back from break.
Well, I guess that's true. But that's different. It's not like the Brian Show or
John Show. Of
course,
I guess if you have the Wake Up Crew, I guess if you have the Wake Up Crew, you could just add anybody you want to.
Or delete. You could have a crew of one.
Well, that'd be hard.
It would be.
What I think, if when I quit and Dalton quits, this is what you ought to do. You get you
quit.
Get you a guy for Monday, get you a guy for Tuesday, get you a guy for Wednesday, get you a guy for Thursday.
It's the Wake Up Crew Roundtable.
Yeah. Well, you know, just different voices. Can you imagine the people that have listened to us for every episode and we're to 1,524? That would be pretty rough.
To listen to all of them?
No, to be with us all this time. Because we probably have told some of those stories over and over again. I know I have. I'm 68. I mean, you know, it's bound to happen. I wanted to ask you a question. It is about trick-or-treating. Do you think trick-or-treating has changed a lot? Because I don't think there's near as many people that trick-or-treat anymore.
I couldn't tell you the last time that I've had a trick-or-treater. Of course, it's not... It's not that, I mean, I'm usually just not.
I'm not really sure you're the sample we need to use.
Probably not. But even in the country, when I lived with Dad when I was a kid, we didn't have a lot unless it was grandkids.
Yeah.
His grandkids coming over. That was about it. It wasn't, you know, you didn't have the neighborhood kids coming in those neighborhoods then. And I think it's even gone away from subdivisions. I don't think people know their neighbors well enough to do that anymore. They go to like trunk or treats or like this on the square tonight.
I know because I've stayed home other than last year and this year. I've been at home, and you get they don't even start out as early as they used to. You know, used to as soon as it's dark. Well, they'll start. It'd be about 6 o'clock, from 6 to 7, 7:30-ish. You get the older ones, but it's become more, I think, of a little kid thing. To go door to door. I really do.
And I think the bigger kids are having like parties.
They're going somewhere. Yeah. My grandkids haven't gone trick or treat. Oh, I'll take that back. They might go to 4 or 5 homes of people they know. But most of it has been, of course, they're at the age now, they're going to go to a party. They're not going to trick or treat.
They're probably not going to trick or treat at all.
I mean, one's 15, so the other one's 12. But they might do a little bit, but mostly, and churches have taken off to that as well.
Having Fall Fest or trunk or treats.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah, be sure you call it Fall Fest.
Well,
you
know? Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. But it has changed a lot, and I've got stories to tell about my trick-or-treating days.
we drive for miles and miles to go to different houses. My dad went to every house, imaginable. We traveled all of Trousdale County one year.
Did you have to give him half of the candy at night, though, after it was over?
No. Oh, he wasn't a candy guy.
Really?
Fried chicken. He'd take your fried chicken.
It's time for Today in History.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
All right, on this day in history, in 1906, George Bernard Shaw's play Caesar and Cleopatra premieres. 1918, the Spanish flu kills 21,000 people in the U.S. in a single week. 1964, Barbara Streisand's People album goes number one for 5 weeks.
We're children needing other children.
In 1969, George Harrison's Something is released by the Beatles as a single, his first A-side song.
You're asking me where my love grows. I don't know.
And about 20 years later, in 1983, Paul McCartney releases his Pipes of Peace album.
The Pipes of Peace. Play the Pipes of Peace.
In 1993, rapper Tupac Shakur charged with aggravated assault. In 1994, American tennis star Venus Williams makes her professional debut as a 14-year-old, and we got to see her whole career. She's
sure did.
Retiring now. She had a 6-3, 6-4 win over former NCAA champion Sean Stafford in the Bank of the West Classic in Oakland, California. And finally, Greg Maddux, Tom Glavin, Frank Thomas, Bobby Cox, Tony La Russa, and Joe Torre are inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. That's a look at Today in History. Brandon Brooks standing by to add to that with CBS Rewind. 6:33, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
This is CBS Rewind. October 31st, 1964. Ray Charles arrested at Boston's Logan Airport, charged with possession of heroin. It was his third bust in 6 years. He avoided prison thanks to rehab and never touched heroin again. His date in 1969.
The word is you are a cool cat.
The release of the detective movie Marlowe.
Well, the word is wrong.
Starring James Garner.
All the pieces over nothing.
And in his film debut, Bruce Lee. And October 31st, 1970. Led Zeppelin topping the album chart with Led Zeppelin 3. I'm Brendan Brooke, and that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive offers a great price and around-the-clock protection when bundling home and auto. It's one of those rare times where you could save money and get something great. Bundle today at Progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of cloudiness for today. Showers are possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 80 degrees. South winds will be breezy, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely. Storms also possible. Lows drop to 59. And then still a chance for showers and storms on Friday, mainly before noon. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 69.
Good morning. It's finally starting to pick up out here in the Mount Juliet area, leaving Wilson County right now on 40 westbound, headed on up through the Hermitage area into Donelson. Still clear right now, 24 westbound up through Antioch. It won't be long before it starts to pick up with more volume coming in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro on 24 westbound. As you head towards Nashville, watch for radar I-40 out in Dixon County this morning. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on their new menu. Check them out today. You can order online. It's easy. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure. Safe and secure, it's the last rites for those pests. call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS Good Neighbor Events. This is the weekend we fall back in time. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build is Saturday, the 11 until 1, all around the Murfreesboro Square. Come on up and enjoy some homemade stews, chili, soups, and all sorts of goodies. It's the 17th annual Cookin' to Build, benefiting Rutherford County's Habitat for Humanity. Again, that's this Saturday, 11 until 1, all around the courthouse. We'll see you there. There are free computer classes at the Technology Engagement Center. The Monday class is at 3:30, and there's another class on Tuesday at 2:30. Call and find out more about the free computer classes at the Technology Engagement Center. It's a part of our public library. Don't forget, this weekend is when we change times. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, "What's your more?" would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
This is Charlie Pitts, Murfreesboro Singing Barber. I want to start this thing off by getting everyone that's got a business to lower the prices. Come on over to my shop. I'll give you $5 off all the services that we got. We need to do all we can to get the prices down for each other. And everybody all over has got real high prices, and we need to lower them. Come on over to my shop. I'll give you $5 off all the services that we got. I'm Charlie Pitts Barber. I'm at 2528 Las Casas Pike.
Hey folks, this is Mike Sparks, 49th District House member. Running for re-election, would ask for your support.
The issues Mike's championed include the First and Second Amendment tax cut bills, passing legislation to improve mental health, the Safe Storage of Firearms Act, plus he sponsored affordable housing legislation that passed this year. Mike Sparks has been outspoken on Jefferson Pike for 20 years, which led to the $70 million widening project that's almost complete. We need Mike Sparks to remain in the state house.
This Mike Sparks, ask for your vote.
Payful messages like Mike Sparks, Alicia Sparks Treasure.
McCabe Vision Center.
I can see things that I couldn't see clearly before. I love it.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
And we should tell people that you opted to get the full range vision lenses so that you could have vision near, far, and in between without glasses. Tell us how your vision is now that you've had the cataract surgery.
I mean, I was so happy I actually had tears.
McCabe Vision Center.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dickens, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour, you can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big GTV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. John and Brian here with us. It's always John and Brian. You notice that? John and Brian with the Wake Up Crew with you this morning. And
I used to say Brian and John during my hour, just so they know who's speaking first, because we still get confused for some reason.
John and Brian. Well, I'm speaking first in this show, right, this hour. Yeah, Brian and John. we're really having a Halloween fest part two. This is really, you know, we had yesterday
a spooktacular
number two. This is part two. We'll be talking a little bit more about that. Got some personal questions to ask Brian about Halloween.
Oh, great. Can't wait for
Wonder Man. All right. It's time for our dad joke of the day and finishing up the week.
Yes. And today we have a dad joke that was sent to us. And it's a knock-knock joke.
Okay.
To go with our
thing.
We're
going to start into those. Okay.
Again, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Yodel lady.
Yodel lady. Who? I knew. That's why I paused. I feel for that big time. 641.
CBS News Brief. The presidential race is in the home stretch, and Donald Trump takes President Biden to task for calling Trump supporters garbage.
You can't be president if you hate the American people, which I believe they do.
Trump rode in a garbage truck in Green Bay. The White House says Mr. Biden misspoke. Kamala Harris addressed young voters in Madison, Wisconsin. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Harris currently leads among young voters ages 18 to 29 by 23 points nationwide, according to our polling.
The World Series is a wrap after the Dodgers beat the Yankees 7-6 in a come-from-behind win in Game 5 in the Bronx last night. Freddie Freeman, series MVP.
We seem to hit every speed bump along the way this course of this year, and we just kept riding right over that speed bump. And I mean, we had the best record in all of baseball in the regular season, and we just carried it right through in this postseason.
Victory parades tomorrow in LA. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Read to Succeed is hosting its 18th annual Celebrity Spelling Bee on November 8th at The View at Fountains, where guests will enjoy dinner, drinks, and an evening auction in support of literacy. Jolene Radnati from Read to Succeed highlights the event's mission to promote literacy across our community.
So we help ages 3 to 99. Our goal is to have a more literate society, and we want to make sure that there are books in the hands, hearts, and minds of the children and adults.
The Celebrity Spelling Bee will kick off at 7 p.m. on November 8th at The View at the Fountains. Tickets are $75, covering food, drinks, and a seat to enjoy the event. Tickets available at readtosucceed.org, with all proceeds going directly to support Read to Succeed's literacy program. Habitat for Humanity will be hosting their annual Cookin' to Build event this Saturday at the Murfreesboro Square. Habitat for Humanity builds affordable homes for families in need, and Community Outreach Coordinator Megan Hutchings emphasizes that the event is all about supporting those families.
We want to serve the families that come to us, and, you know, they are paying so much money in rent and don't have a lot of money for everything else, and everything else is very expensive at the moment. So we want our families to be able to live a good life, take care of their children.
With 30 teams competing, attendees can sample a variety of chilies, soups, and other dishes, then vote for their favorite team. In addition, colorful painted bowls will be available for purchase to support Habitat's mission. This Saturday from 8 till noon, residents are invited to participate in a free household hazardous waste collection event at Murfreesboro Solid Waste on Florence Road. More details on exactly what will be accepted available on our website. Just log on to WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
I want expert advice on going 100% solar.
I want to go green without breaking the bank.
I want to meet my sustainability goals.
I want solar to be simple.
Done, 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 done.
I want to save the planet.
Little hero, let's start with one of MTE's solar programs first. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at MTE.com.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by NCUA.
America is under assault from communist China, and it's happening right here in Tennessee. For years, they've spied on our military bases and stolen our most advanced technology. But now, communist China is coming for our farms, buying up tens of thousands of acres, endangering our food supply, and giving them a bird's eye view of our most sensitive military bases. Listen to Tennessee farmers talk about the threat from communist China.
China is buying up land all over America.
Farmland.
Land, new military bases.
And right here in Tennessee.
And I ain't happy about it at all.
Marsha Blackburn won't stand for it.
Marsha Blackburn has led the fight to stop communist China from buying up our land.
Marsha will put an end to it.
That woman is strong.
She's tough.
This is America.
And every day, Marsha Blackburn is fighting to keep it that way.
Marsha Blackburn, real strength. for Tennessee.
I'm Marsha Blackburn, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Marsha for Senate.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census. Listing everyone in your household helps the city qualify for more funding to improve roads, parks, and services. Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
All we need is your address and the first and last names of everyone living at your home. That's it. Take part in our 2025 special census.
Complete the form online at murfreesborocensus.com.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit murfreesborocensus.com.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dr. Toby Schultz with St. Thomas Medical Partners talks about e-cigarettes.
So when my patients come in and they want to take that big step to stop smoking and they want help, they say, well, I started smoking e-cigarettes instead. And I encourage their efforts, but I say, you can swap to e-cigarettes, but we still have to have a stop date because it has been shown to be a little less toxic, but the key there is less toxic, not non-toxic. Kids that have just started smoking e-cigarettes may be the ones that end up being the guinea pigs later down to say, well, maybe their cancer came from this because they haven't ever smoked a regular cigarette, but they smoke these. You know, cigarettes are related to just about every kind of cancer known to man, not just lung cancer.
We hear so much about secondhand smoke. Is this a problem with e-cigarettes?
It more than likely is because it heats up the solution that they use and it turns it into a vapor. The vapor has very, very tiny particles. Tiny particles are the more toxic ones because they can get really further into the lungs and into the tiny part of the lungs and can cause more problems later. That's where your body exchanges oxygen. That's how you breathe. So when that gets clogged up with tiny particles of solvents, that's not good.
That's Dr. Toby Schultz with information you need about e-cigarettes from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
I'm John, that's Brian.
Hello.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. And it is about 12 before the hour. We got CBS News at the top of the hour coming up.
Our spooktacular continues.
Okay, this is my show. This is my hour. Let's not go crazy.
Well, I tried to do a little liner there for you.
Change your voice, yeah. I know. I'm going to do a Halloween memory real quickly. When I was a kid, my dad didn't want to pay a lot of money for costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So I never got to be Spider-Man or, you know, Superman. Or if I did, I'd have to make my own costume, which really stunk. So I would go to Kent's department store or Clark's and get one of those masks, you know, the hard-fitting
the
mask.
The plastic?
Yeah, with the little string back.
That one, I was a Casper one time. That
yeah,
was it.
Yeah. I went and the worst thing that ever happened to me, the string popped on my mask.
Oh, that's the worst.
And you're like going, oh, gosh, I'm like naked. You know, just everybody can see my face, you know. So, but we did a lot of makeup stuff, you know, like just painting our faces, like, you know, around our eyes, you know, make black circles. And then, you know, we'd look like ghosts sometimes, mm-hmm. with white powder all over us and that kind of thing. Sheets were very popular at the Dinkins' house because they were cheap, you know, just cut a hole and put it over you and you're a ghost, you know. So we kind of went the cheap route.
I had a lady, I saw a Facebook post, a grandmother giving advice on a Halloween costume. She said, get a sheet, cut two eyes out, you know, and put the sheet over their head, put a belt on them. And I said, well, that's a ghost. She said, then give them a Bible and a glass of water. Well, what's that do? That's the Holy Ghost.
Wow, that's a dad joke inside talk.
But I thought that was kind of funny.
That's pretty good, yeah. By the way, you got a 5 on that dad joke, whoever sent that
on
in.
On a knock-knock joke.
Uh-huh,
and
yeah.
Then you said you only give 3s on knock-knock jokes.
I know, but Dalton's not here, so I'm changing the rule. But the thing about I dressed up as a cowboy a lot because I had cowboy stuff.
Yeah.
You know, in my era, Westerns were big. And so I went with as the rifleman one time. That was easy because I already had a rifleman model that looked like it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd wear blue jeans, you know, and a hat, cowboy hat, and you're Lucas McCain. And then I went as Cheyenne Bodie one time. I mean, I had Wyatt Earp. I went as Wyatt Earp one time. That was two-gun holster.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, big time. And so I would buy stuff and then use my Christmas gifts as the Halloween treat for the next year, you know, the disguise.
Did you ever go as like a baseball player or anything like that? That would have been easy, just wear
no,
a uniform.
No, you know, I never did. But as I was a kid, I was not a baseball fan. It wasn't only till about I was 12 when I got into baseball. So I never did. I played some baseball, but, you know, not – it just wasn't – I didn't – it really – baseball and radio announcing jumped in my head all both at the same time.
Wow, that's
listening
weird.
To WSM AM 650, clear channel at night.
Braves baseball.
Braves baseball. And Vanderbilt basketball.
Mm.
Yeah. You ready to do some birthdays today?
Why not?
Do we have a long list? No, we don't.
We've got a long list of celebrities, though.
Well, we do. Let's get right to it.
To anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
This many people were born on Halloween.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Isn't it weird? 1860, Juliet Gordon Lowe, American activist and founder of the Girl Scouts of America. Born in Savannah, Georgia, known for their cookies.
Oh, yeah.
In 1912, Dell Evans, American actress and singer of the Roy Rogers Show.
No matter how much you love a cowboy, he will love his horse the best. Now he may tell you he
Sons of the Pioneers. 1931, Dan Rather, American news anchor of CBS Evening News and 60 Minutes, born in Warden, Texas. 1936, everybody remembers Little Joe. Michael Landon, American actor on Bonanza and Highway to Heaven and Little House on the Prairie.
He was on three mega hit shows.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his whole career was television.
Yeah.
You know, Bonanza was on 15, 16, 17 years. Little House on Prairie was on about 8. And then Highway to Heaven was 5, I think.
Yeah. So,
and then he passed away, unfortunately. 1947, Deidre Hall, American actress of Days of Our Lives.
Like sands through the hourglass.
Oh, that's really good. That
These
is good.
Are the days of our lives.
That's really good.
I'm not McDonald Carey.
No, you look like him. But,
thanks.
1950, Jane Pauley, American newscaster of the Today Show and CBS Sunday Morning. 1950, John Candy was born, a Canadian actor and comedian, born in Ontario, Canada. 1963, Fred McGriff, American baseball infielder, Atlanta Braves. He's in the Hall of Fame now. 1967, Vanilla Ice, American rapper. Ice, Ice Baby. And his backup hit to that was Cool as Ice.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm. And in 2000, Willow Smith, American actress, singer, and dancer, born in Los Angeles, California. And those are your celebrity birthdays locally. It's Charles Wendt, Camille Mickle, Linda Hensley, and Heather Poston.
If you want to add to our list, it's super simple. Call or text 615-893-1450 and get that done before 7:30 to give me time to get the list all together. We announce it around 8 o'clock this morning. Well, it's Carve a Pumpkin Day. It's Halloween. National Caramel Apple Day, Candy Apple Day, you know, all those things.
All those things associated with Halloween. All right, 6:55, we're going to take our last look at the weather for the hour.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of cloudiness for today. Showers are possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 80 degrees. South winds will be breezy, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely, storms also possible. Lows drop to 59. And then still a chance for showers and storms on Friday, mainly before noon. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 69.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel.
Hear our sermons on WGNS Sunday night at 7:30.
Our sermons are loaded with the keys of the kingdom. If you don't have the keys, you'll be stranded.
Visit HolyHillChapelTN.org to hear our podcast.
Good morning. Starting to load up a little bit more volume coming out of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County on 24 westbound here at 840. You got all that traffic headed up through the Antioch area on 24 westbound. Still in pretty good shape right now in Dixon County. Just watch for radar on I-40 as you come out of Dixon County on 40 going eastbound headed towards Kingston Springs. Whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, if something's happening with your roof, call these guys, Independent Roofing Specialist at 991-2358. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit Novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
As the final votes are cast, no one knows who will become the next president.
This is shaping up to be one of the closest presidential contests in history.
On election night, CBS News Radio will be tracking results in real time with expert analysis and live reports from across the nation.
And WGNS will have you covered on local and statewide races beginning at 7 p.m. Sponsored by Toots, Wilson Bank, McCabe Vision Center, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Ferrer Construction.
Do you ever wonder why big financial institutions offer you hundreds of dollars to open an account? Have you ever looked through the pages of fine print to see the fees and conditions? You won't find complicated sales pitches at Heritage South Community Credit Union. We are different. We help when others won't. It's what our members tell us we do every day. If you're tired of the hassle, it's time to try a local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more or open an account today. Insured by
the Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 2 minutes before 7 o'clock, and Alex Jones is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for working to make the community a better place. Alex Jones is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan's Flower Coffee and Gifts. They're located at 117 South Academy Street and News Radio WGNS.
That is today's Good Neighbor of the Day, and congrats to Alex. And if you would like to send in a Good Neighbor of the Day, simple, text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450, NEIGHBOR, just that word, NEIGHBOR, to our phone number. You'll get a reply. Just tap on the link, fill out the information. You can also get that at WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Also, birthdays and anniversaries. You've got about a half an hour to get those into us so we can highlight them in an hour on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. We've got a check of world news coming up next.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. Fill out the secure online form at MurfreesboroCensus.com and list everyone living in your home. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
And that's going to do it for the 6 o'clock hour. Coming up, it's CBS News at the top of the hour, then hour number 2 of the Wake Up Crew.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Battleground Blitz.
They bullied you. They've demonized us.
Make no mistake, we will win.
Dodgers take the title.
LA, baby!
Oh! We finally get our parade, baby!
Bridging the deep divide.
Donald Trump is a sociopath. He's a narcissist.
If she did, God forbid, win, it's over for us.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, it's now a sprint to the finish with 5 days to go till Election Day. The presidential candidates are sweeping through battleground states. CBS's Robert Costa reports this morning from Wisconsin.
Climbing aboard a garbage truck in Green Bay that had his campaign's logo on the side.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
Former President Trump embraced his latest political set piece as he amped up his attacks on Democrats.
Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself.
Even though President Biden has clarified what he meant, Trump and his allies are now confident that Biden's recent remarks can slow down any momentum for Vice President Harris.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters.
Look at Joe Biden finally said what he and Kamala really think of our supporters. He called them garbage.
Trump insisted that Biden's comment indicated a loathing of the electorate.
You can't be president if you hate the American people, which I believe they do.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes says the Democratic nominee targeted Wisconsin too.
Rally or rock concert? In Madison, Wisconsin last night, the vice president's warm-up acts were famous in their own right. From the folk band Mumford & Sons to singer-songwriter Gracie Abrams. A big draw for some of the University of Wisconsin's 50,000 undergrads.
I have already gone to Memorial Union and voted early for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Harris visited with the Badgers women's volleyball team. Her comments about reproductive rights got the loudest applause from this young crowd.
The fundamental freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body.
It was her third battleground stop of the day after rallying supporters in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Do we believe in freedom?
And pitching her plans in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I will give a middle-class tax cut to 100 million Americans.
She also got a surprise boost from a well-known Republican. Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger announced he's voting for Harris because of Trump's refusal to accept he lost in 2020.
Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers have won baseball's World Series, the team's second title in 5 years.
Congratulations. Yeah!
Celebrating after a 7-6 come-from-behind victory over the Yankees in New York to take the series 4-1. Fans rejoiced in L.A.
L.A., baby! And they like us!
And in Tokyo. Fans in Japan following the exploits of Shohei Ohtani and pitcher Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Freddie Freeman, who blasted 4 home runs in the series and drove in 12 runs, was the MVP.
Seems like we hit every speed bump possible over the course of this year. To overcome what we did, it's special.
Overseas now, North Korea has test-fired a suspected intercontinental ballistic missile with the potential range to reach the U.S. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
South Korean and Japanese officials say the ICBM was fired almost vertically, traveled upward for 86 minutes, reached a height of more than 4,300 miles before falling back into the sea. That would be North Korea's longest flight and highest altitude ever.
In Spain, destructive flooding is now blamed for at least 95 deaths.
Waking up to their new reality, entire villages wiped out by flash floods. It's total devastation, this man says. The water has receded, leaving behind streets clogged with mud and debris, wrecked cars, downed trees, and power lines tangled with household goods. And the search for the missing goes on. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
It's a Halloween treat in the east. Forecasters say record high temperatures could be shattered, up around 80 degrees from Washington, D.C. to New York City. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The political divide is on full display as America decides in the 2024 election, with viewpoints sometimes shaped by partisan media. CBS's Tony DeCoppel sat down with two New Jersey couples living in the same area, but with much different perspectives.
We asked Lou and Karen to join us at Dana and Jeff's.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hey.
They'd never met before, but agreed to sit down and hear each other out.
We're living in an uncivilized nation.
They couldn't agree on even basic facts on issues like the economy.
Inflation is way down.
Inflation is down?
Yeah. Jobs are up.
The border wall.
He put up 5 miles.
Yeah, well, where did you hear that?
He put
almost 500 miles of wall.
Or foreign relations.
Putin's supporting Kamala.
Yeah, I don't see that.
He is.
Where did you hear this?
Yeah,
all over the news.
So we watched one of Lou and Karen's regular sources of news, Jesse Waters, on Fox.
Kamala thinks voters are too ignorant to get her message through their thick skulls.
It became apparent that much of the information that show lays out,
Kamala wants to win the black vote with free money and drugs,
seemed to Dana,
I never heard this before,
like it was presented out of context.
They take sound bites of what they want to promote.
Does it help you understand why they feel the way they do?
Oh, absolutely. Because if this is what you're watching, then this is what you're believing.
And when we flipped over to MSNBC,
this is my truth.
It was Lou who flipped out.
Get out of here.
He too saw distortions in the way his candidate was covered.
Critics say your tariffs will end up being like a national sales tax.
Nope. It's the countries will pay.
The countries will pay.
I saw that whole interview. He knocked it out of
this is
chop
a soundbite.
Say
for
one
what
word,
propagating.
Nail him. Say one word and nail him. That's why they call this fake news.
No one's vote was changed because of our little get-together.
I think the point is to watch a lot of different news outlets and form your own opinion.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And yet the couples did find at least something to agree on.
Do you think these opinion shows are part of the problem? Yes.
100%.
Yes.
Sometimes I think the sides show things skewing to their audience.
Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Thanks, Steve. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. It's the second hour of the Wake Up Crew here this morning, straight ahead. Also, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by locally owned and operated Toots.
Thank you, Rutherford County, for 39 amazing years.
Hi, this is Jack Hayes.
And this is Wade Hayes. It's an election year, 2024. Please get out and vote.
Make one of our Rutherford County locations your pre- or post-voting spot. Stop by Toots and make sure you get out and vote.
It's the American way.
And after 39 years, we still have our $6.99 daily lunch special. So swing by one of our 4 Rutherford County locations for some good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of cloudiness for today. Showers are possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 80 degrees. South winds will be breezy, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely, storms also possible. Lows drop to 59. And then still a chance for showers and storms on Friday, mainly before noon. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 69.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
On the increase out here, you would expect on I-40 coming in from Wilson County, the Mount Julian area, trying to finish a wreck, 40 westbound, right at Spence Lane. It's at traffic slow over here past the airport. As you come through Donaldson on 40 westbound at Spence Lane, on that accident as it loads up on 24 westbound out of Murfreesboro, headed up through the Antioch area. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out today. Order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Back for hour number two of the Wake Up Crew on our Halloween Spooktacular Part 2. We did a little bit of that yesterday. A lot of it, actually. Episode 1524 of the crew. It's John and Brian with you this morning. I'm Brian. He's John. Good morning.
We could take a list of, you know, how we want to do that. John or Brian, and Brian and John. Rick and Bubba. John and Brian. John and Brian. So you've got two syllables. That's what I'm trying to base it on. There's Rick and Bubba, then there's...
Well, now you're creating jingles.
John and Brian. John. Now, you can't say Brian and John.
You could say Bubba John. No. Brian John. Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
I guess I rest my case on that one.
You ready for high school football tonight?
No.
It's the Battle of the Borough. It's a biggie. Region championship on the line.
Yeah, we'll have thousands of listeners.
Hope so. Hope a lot of folks will get out and... see the game in person. If you can't, you can listen or even watch on Big G TV tonight.
Got a little chance of rain, don't we?
Yeah.
Just a little. Not. I think it's gone down a little bit, the chance of it. So,
Oakland at Riverdale, that's tonight. Tomorrow night, we will have Rockvale at Siegel. And if Rockvale wins, they're in the playoffs. If Siegel wins, there's a tie.
Three-way tie.
All kinds of weird things. Yeah. MTSU is at UTEP on Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock airtime, so a 2:30 kickoff. Dick Palmer and J.P. Plant will have the pregame show, and it's Chip and Grandpa Joe. Joe Dubin's a new grandpa.
Oh, I thought you were being critical, but yeah, he's a new grandpa. Yeah.
He is older. Much, much older. Anyway, Election Day is in
June. You know, you're going to get that age once.
Oh, I know.
And I hope it's soon.
Well, I feel like it today.
Hadn't it flown by, though? Tomorrow's going to be November.
Oh, no, it's crazy.
It's hard to believe to
me. Just seems like...
I think the football season, actually, I kid about it, about, you know, like going to the game, don't want to go, and that kind of thing. Of course, I'm kidding.
Uncross your fingers.
But it has gone fast.
It has.
And we've got, what, 4 more weeks, basically?
Yeah, 4 to 5, hopefully, depending on how far we can go in the playoffs.
4 to 5?
Well, there's 4 weeks... You got 4 rounds, and then the championship is a fifth round.
Last week of November, isn't it?
No, it's the first Saturday in December.
Oh, that's where I'm messing it up. And we don't have to travel.
If we can get to the semifinals with somebody, yeah.
Depending on, I just assume we're going to get to the semifinals. I don't know about
you. It depends on the seed, too, you know. So.
Now, what does that mean? You told me a month ago how we're going to be at home if we get in the semifinals.
If it's 2 1-seeds, it is. If our 2-seed happens to play their 1-seed, we would have to travel. But we're not going there. Don't worry about that.
Well, I'm of the age now that traveling is pretty much out of my, you know, window. You know, I don't travel.
Why? You just ride in a car somewhere.
Yeah. With whom?
With me.
There you go.
I'm a great driver.
I don't travel.
My
We've had so many great road trips. You about got me killed last year, just going to Smyrna.
It was 2 years ago, and it was Lebanon.
I think it was Smyrna. It was coming out. It was coming out of your parking, your driveway.
It's 2 weeks in a row. So election day in 5 days. Today's the last day to early vote. So hit up one of the 9 sites around the county if you haven't early voted yet. And Halloween, of course, today. We fall back this weekend in time. So Saturday night, set those clocks back. And want to remind you, trick-or-treating on the historic Rutherford County Square starts at 3 until 5. So you need to be careful if you're driving around the square that time. Know that they're going to have the streets blocked off and such for the trick-or-treating.
Where do you park?
A lot of people park in the parking garage and walk down.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty good crowd, isn't it? I mean,
usually.
Yeah.
Usually.
Will the stores be open too?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah. They've got handing out candy. And so 3 until 5. There is some new analysis from Consumer Affairs, and they have determined that New Hampshire is the most Halloween-obsessed state in the country. How do they put these things together? The number of haunted houses, pumpkin patches, and spirit Halloween locations per capita is part of the criteria that they use to judge the most Halloween-obsessed states in the country. New Hampshire and Maine are 1 and 2.
Then don't those northern states, though, don't they have histories of witches and that kind of thing?
I think so, yeah. Corn mazes,
yeah.
And haunted hay rides and ghost tours and all that stuff. Utah 3, Idaho 4, West Virginia 5, Kentucky 6, Vermont 7, Indiana 8, South Dakota 9, and Montana 10.
Tennessee's not on there.
Let's see. Where is Tennessee? Tennessee is kind of in the middle of the pack. I think 36th most festive, if I'm reading this right.
There are a lot of haunted houses going around now. You know, they kind of went away for a little while, haunted houses.
Yeah.
But they've kind of made a comeback. I think my granddaughter's been to like 4 already.
I don't like them.
You don't like anything scary, man.
No. The least festive, Washington, New York, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Maryland, Texas, Washington, California, and the least Halloween-obsessed state is Mississippi.
Got a little different throwback today, too.
Interesting. Yeah, we're going to do that coming up. We've got the Villages of Murfreesboro straight ahead as well. One thing that's not related to Halloween that I wanted to mention.
Oh, here we go.
No, it's kind of a cool thing. I saw on Facebook last weekend, and I meant to mention it on Tuesday, and I just found my paper. The Sonic stores all around last Sunday were closed, all of them, in Rutherford County, and people were asking, well, what's happened? Why? And apparently, they must be all owned by the same person because they had a countywide employee appreciation picnic, and they closed all the stores.
Oh, well, that's nice.
I thought that was kind of cool. I haven't heard of something like that before.
No.
Especially for big chains like that.
I didn't go by a Sonic Sunday, so I don't know. I didn't know, but that's pretty neat.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook and thought that was kind of cool.
So every employee could come to that?
Yeah, that's why they closed. Yeah, yeah. That's why they closed it down on Sunday. So, but back open and doing good business this morning, I guess. All right, time to check on sports news.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In Game 5 of the World Series, the Dodgers were looking to close things out against the Yankees. New York was looking to force a Game 6 back in L.A. This is from the story of the Dodgers rallying and the Yankees imploding. The Yankees had a 5-0 lead going into the fifth inning when they committed a couple of errors, opened up the door for L.A., and they would score 5 unanswered runs to tie the game. But the Yankees would reclaim the lead at 6-5. Then in the eighth, 2 runs scored for the Dodgers. Mookie Betts with a sac fly brings in the go-ahead run. And then it was Walker Buehler, normally a starting pitcher, coming on to toss a scoreless ninth inning and record his first major league save. Dodgers beat the Yankees 7-6. Mookie Betts had a pair of RBI, so did Teoscar Hernandez. And Freddie Freeman had 2 driven in as well. He's your World Series MVP. He had 4 home runs and 12 driven in the series. Dodgers take it 4-1 to capture their 8th World Series title in franchise history.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
As the final votes are cast, no one knows who will become the next president.
This is shaping up to be one of the closest presidential contests in history.
On election night, CBS News Radio will be tracking results in real time with expert analysis and live reports from across the nation.
And WGNS will have you covered on local and statewide races beginning at 7 p.m., sponsored by Toots, Wilson Bank, McCabe Vision Center, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Ferrer Construction.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Ferrer Construction can help. Ferrer Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Ferrer Construction help you. Call Ferrer Construction, and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Ferrer Construction Company.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Continuing with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio, WGNS. We're going to head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. That's where we find Hope Rogers and get to talk with her each week on some of the great things that are going on at the Villages. And Hope, you and I were talking right before we went on the air here about some things that makes the Villages of Murfreesboro unique, and we thought we would kind of talk about some of those. And good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Brian Barrett. I'm very well. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Always good to catch up with you. And let's just kind of take these a few at a time here. At the Villages of Murfreesboro, you have several different aspects that make you unique, and one of those is memory care. And we don't spend a whole lot of time talking about that, but kind of explain what memory care is and what you do.
We don't talk about memory care enough, and we like to mention, because we have a wonderful memory care assisted living here. They do a great job. The memory care is for those residents that have, you know, mild to moderate cognitive impairments, which, you know, we think of dementia. Different types of dementias. And our memory care, the nice thing, well, one of many nice things about it, it's a small unit, and it's very open. So we can have eyes on the residents at all time. We can see their rooms from our nurse's station. So you can see the entire unit, where they eat, where they have activity, out into the courtyard. All of that can be seen from the what I call the nurse's station, but really it looks nothing like a nurse's station. It's more of a bar area with bar stools where the residents pull up and sit and talk to nurses while they're, you know, sitting there charting or whatever, or they have snacks or they do activities. So it makes it very home-like. But yeah, that's just one of the things. You know, it's a secure unit in our memory care, so we're not going to have, you know, that fear of those residents possibly eloping or getting out of the building. They have access to our outdoor courtyard anytime they want to go out there. Again, that is also secure. So it, you know, it gives them that opportunity. If they want to go sit outside on a nice day, they can. We can see them, you know, and for those that need assistance, of course, going out, we would assist them. But we have a lot of people that, you know, walk and like to be out playing with the flowers and the flower beds in the summer and that kind of thing. So yeah, we have a really special unit over here.
And I'm sure that when you talk to family with someone considering the Villages of Murfreesboro, you can talk to them about the amenities and memory care and assisted living and all the different things to assess where they would fit in best there, right?
We would. And, of course, you know, 24-hour nursing care, is very important to know that their loved one is going to be taken care of, and that staff is here 24 hours a day. And then, of course, we have the resident assistants, you know, or CNAs, as a lot of people refer to them, who are also there providing that care. And, you know, it's a great place for them to be able to bring their loved one when maybe they can't manage them at home anymore, or, you know, they've become frightened to keep them at home for fear that they might get out and wander off. And, you know, you hear about silver alerts all the time, and that's a very scary but very real reality for those living with dementia. So, you know, when they bring them into this type of a care facility, they can come and visit, and they can enjoy their time with them and not be that person that's taking care of them day in and day out and trying to get them dressed and trying to, you know, bathe them and those challenges that often comes with that disease process. So when they're here, they're happy, they're visiting, and they can go home and know that they're safe and secure when they leave them here with us.
Hope Rogers with the Villages of Murfreesboro joining us today. Another thing that makes you unique, you actually have helpers or family staffing that can help with some small task for residents that may not be in memory care, just in assisted living with you.
That's true. We actually have a company called, which is our company, it's Good Works at Home. The Villages of Murfreesboro is owned by a company called Good Works Unlimited. And Good Works at Home is a non-medical provider that's here in-house that can kind of provide maybe some extra assistance to those residents who, you know, maybe can't walk their dog every day, or maybe they, you know, want standby assist for a shower because they're just afraid of a fall, or, you know, just those little things, medication management. You know, sometimes as we age, we're on lots of medication and it's hard to manage and keep up with all that. So we can assist them with that. So there's those little things that can be provided to them that they would contract for separately. But, you know, they kind of bridge a gap between one level of care to the next.
And you mentioned pets. Another thing, you're pet friendly.
We are pet friendly. We're very happy about being pet friendly here. Maybe not pet friendly enough. We have, you know, lots of dogs and cats that live here, but I've really been pushing for, you know, dwarf goats, maybe a pony. Sue won't, she's on board. We're just trying to figure out where we could house them, but we're very pet friendly. We love pets.
Maybe a potbelly pig.
A potbelly pig. I mean, you know, I don't know. Why not? I think that would be great. I don't know why, you know, anybody would have an issue with that.
These are just a few of the very unique things that you'll find at the Villages of Murfreesboro. You need to stop in and visit with Hope and Sue at the Villages of Murfreesboro joining us today here on the Wake Up Crew.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Management here is unbelievable. They make you feel like it's a big family here.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
And they help you, support you through all the trauma you have to go through. My wife passed away, and they were tremendously supportive. Like I say, it was just like family.
I'm Hope Rogers. Call me at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030.
It's terrific.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, back here at 7:30 on The Wake Up Crew. It is a Halloween edition of The Crew on this October 31st.
And we say happy birthday today to Charles Wendt, Camille Mickey. I've got that wrong again. Camille Mickel. Linda Hensley, Heather Poston, happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
Now, we've had a few that were called and texted in as well, so we're going to add those to the list. But if you haven't done so yet, now's the time. Call or text 615-893-1450. We've got that last call siren going here for you. 615-893-1450. Slick Pig Barbecue Banana Pudding on the line here, too.
Participating in Murfreesboro Special Census could help bring more funding to our city. It's fast and easy. Complete the form online at MurfreesboroCensus.com or use the prepaid envelope you'll receive in the mail.
We've got to look at traffic and weather coming up, then news at 7:31.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Plenty of cloudiness for today. Showers are possible in the area by late this afternoon or early this evening. Highs top out near 80 degrees. South winds will be breezy, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, showers likely, storms also possible. Lows drop to 59. And then still a chance for showers and storms on Friday, mainly before noon. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 69.
Good morning. Finish up an accident that happened earlier out here on Dickerson Pike right at I-65 near that Home Depot. Traffic's still a bit slow in Antioch from an earlier wreck. Just some rubber decking 24 westbound. As you approach Briley Parkway, it was already heavy coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound up through Antioch passing Bell Road. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out today. You can order online. It's easy, princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Middle Tennessee State University community gathered Wednesday to honor the life of a student who died by suicide. Vigil held in front of James E. Walker Library honored the life of Serenity Birdsong. She died Monday, and all classes were canceled at MTSU on Tuesday as a result of the tragedy. The message was not just a moment of sorrow, but a call to action. For many, Birdsong had become like family. Even through tragedy, her memory served many attendees as a reminder of kindness and compassion. MTSU President Sidney McPhee was at the vigil, telling the community that they were not alone in their sorrow. The Rutherford County Commission's Health and Education Committee voted to approve a $40 million annex for Laverne High School, but the expansion still needs a final vote at the next commission meeting. Rutherford County's Director of Schools, Dr. Jimmy Sullivan, said Laverne High School is overcrowded and needs the annex, which will increase student capacity by some 500 students. Well, it's Halloween, and in honor of the Great Pumpkin, we look at some statistics from the Indiana Pumpkin Grower Association. Now, of the 69 states, countries, and provinces represented, New York finished as a state with the largest great pumpkins, with an average weight of 2,365.2 pounds. The Empire State finished second overall behind the United Kingdom, with the average weight there 2,415.9 pounds. Now, the heaviest singular pumpkin was grown in Minnesota last year by Travis Geinger and weighed 2,749 pounds. He also has the third largest pumpkin on record in the U.S., with 2,560-pound pumpkin that he grew back in 2022. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door.
Security, access control, cameras, and much more for your business and home. No long-term contract. We keep your business because we did a great job, not because you signed a five-year agreement. One call does it all for your security and technology needs. Online at turnersecurity.us. That's turnersecurity.us.
Turn to Turner Security.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Hey, we get it. Life's busy. And the last thing you need to worry about is where your trash goes and how much it's going to cost you. With Middle Point Landfill, Rutherford County residents receive free disposal.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We pride ourselves in making your waste one less worry. Take it to the curb and we'll take it from there.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
Learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're back on the Wake Up Crew at 7:35 on News Radio, WGNS. And
do you remember these?
A little special Halloween edition of Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, and they Halloween movies about or horror movies really kind of go into different phases in careers. There's the 30s horror movies. They made a big comeback in the 50s and in the kind of the alien kind of thing. And then the 70s where horror really came back. And so we're covering a lot of decades here, I would imagine.
Well, these are the 31 best Halloween movies of all time that are actually set on Halloween, okay?
All right. Then that's going to eliminate a few. That's
it
good.
Might.
Okay.
The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, 1949. Arsenic and Old Lace, 1944.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Betty Boop's Halloween Party, 1933.
Ooh. Interesting. Is that a cartoon?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Cobweb from 2023, Dark Harvest 2023, Dark Knight of the Scarecrow 1981.
I don't remember that one, but that's okay.
Let's see. Man played Charles Dunning. Larry Drake starred in that. Donnie Darko 2001.
Wow, they considered that okay.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah,
in that one. Ernest Scared Stupid, 1991.
Good movie.
With Ernest P. Worrell. Ghost Watch, 1992. It was kind of a real talk show host taking live calls from the public. Halloween goes with that. Ginger Snaps, 2000. Halloween, 1978, the original.
Classic.
Can hardly beat that one.
No.
That had your favorite actress.
Yes.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
My wife's look-alike.
Then, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, 1982.
Hated that movie, but it was scary. It was probably the scariest of all of them.
That's what someone wrote here. Halloween Town, 1998.
Cartoon, I think.
This was actually not a cartoon.
Okay.
This one wasn't. A Haunting in Venice from 2023. Hocus Pocus, 1993.
They just recently made Hocus Pocus 2.
Yeah. And it didn't do great, but it's kind of become a cult classic,
right.
I think, with
right.
that one. Is it Hubie? Hubie Halloween 2020. That is a more recent one that Steve Buscemi was in it. Michael Chiklis was in it, but Adam Sandler was the star of that one. Lady in White, 1988.
Don't recall that one, but...
Okay. May, 2001.
May or...
May, M-A-Y.
Okay.
Meet Me in St. Louis, 1944.
Okay, Judy Garland.
Mm-hmm. The Munsters, 2022. Murder Party from 2007. The Night of the Demons, 1988. Nightmare Before Christmas, 93. Rockula, 1990. Do you remember that
Rockula?
One? Yeah. Stars Dean Cameron as Ralphie, a 4,000-old who's looking for true love.
You kind of go back. If you were to do vampire movies and stuff, gosh, there's millions of them.
Sleepy Hollow from 1999. Tales of Halloween, 2015. Let's see. Trick or Treat, 1986. Trick or Treat, 2007. So that was done a couple
of
times.
That's a pretty good movie, Trick or Treat.
The Worst Witch from 1986. Felicity Jones and Bella Ramsey in that.
Any that you want to add to the list here real quick?
Well, they don't necessarily take place on Halloween, but we always watch them on Halloween. Sure. The Exorcist,
oh yeah,
of course, is a big one. Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger. Jason with the Jason movies. Scream 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or whatever
they're,
wherever they are. Halloween 1, Halloween 2, 3, Halloween 4, Halloween Return of Michael Myers. So there's about 8 of those. I think they finally ended it, I think.
Hopefully. Well, that is a Halloween edition of Throwback Thursday.
This is Megan Hutchings with Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity. The 17th annual Cookin' to Build will be on Saturday, November the 2nd on the Murfreesboro Square. We have cooking teams that will be making chili, soup, or stew. Vote for your favorite cooking team. We give out a Golden Bowl Award at the end of the event. I invite you to attend the 17th annual Cookin' to Build on Saturday, November the 2nd from 10:30 to 1 on the Murfreesboro Square.
Hey folks, it's Mike Sparks, 49th District House member. Running for re-election, would ask for your support.
The issues Mike's championed include the First and Second Amendment tax cut bills, passing legislation to improve mental health, the Safe Storage of Firearms Act, plus he sponsored affordable housing legislation that passed this year. Mike Sparks has been outspoken on Jefferson Pike for 20 years, which led to the $70 million widening project that's almost complete. We need Mike Sparks to remain in the state house.
This Mike Sparks, ask for your vote.
Playful messages like Mike Sparks, Alicia Sparks, Treasure.
America is under assault from communist China, and it's happening right here in Tennessee. For years, they've spied on our military bases and stolen our most advanced technology. But now, communist China is coming for our farms, buying up tens of thousands of acres, endangering our food supply, and giving them a bird's eye view of our most sensitive military bases. Listen to Tennessee farmers talk about the threat from communist China.
China is buying up land all over America.
Farmland.
Land, new military bases.
And right here in Tennessee.
And I ain't happy about it at all.
Marsha Blackburn won't stand for it.
Marsha Blackburn has led the fight to stop communist China from buying up our land.
Marsha will put an end to it.
That woman is strong.
She's tough.
This is America.
And every day, Marsha Blackburn is fighting to keep it that way.
Marsha Blackburn, real strength for Tennessee.
I'm Marsha Blackburn, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Marsha for Senate.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:42 as we wrap up this Halloween edition of The Wake Up Crew. October 31st, Thursday. Trick-or-treating on the square going on, so that's 3 until 5 this evening for all of those that wonder about that. Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and since 1936, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection here in our community. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE always here to help. Connect online at MTE.com or download the My MTE app. Today's Good Neighbor of the Day is Alex Jones, nominated for Working to Make the Community a Better Place. Alex Jones today receives flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts out on South Academy, along with News Radio WGNS. The Good Neighbor of the Day today, Alex Jones. If you would like to nominate someone as the Good Neighbor of the Day, just send it in. Text neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450. Just that singular word. You'll get a reply and tap on the link. Fill out the info right from your phone. 2 minutes tops. WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Another way to get those in. Help us out with our Good Neighbor of the Day. We do it each and every weekday morning. And our hats off again to Ryan Flowers.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Thanks to the person who texts this in. A knock-knock joke, our last one. I'm not doing one tomorrow.
I should get partial credit for this because I do the punchline.
Yeah, you do. You do. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Yodel lady.
Yodel lady who?
Replay.
I didn't sense much excitement with that.
I just felt used.
Used?
Yeah, I just felt like I was used in that one.
But you did give
as
it a
pawn,
five.
As a pawn. Yeah, it was funny. One of the best ones I've heard.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to hurt Dalton's feelings, but those the other day he did weren't all that great.
Well, you gave him threes and said that's the best you can get on a knock-knock joke.
But,
three.
But no, that's not true. You can get a five.
Apparently so.
Okay, so it's a three. Okay.
No, it's a five. You can't take it. No takes backsies.
Takes backsies.
Yes, yes.
What else have we learned on the Wake Up Crew today?
Well, mostly, of course, it's Halloween, so we talked a lot about Halloween. We talked about trick-or-treating, our days as trick-or-treaters. We talked about Halloween memories, you know, some of the costumes we wore. Sonic Employee Day, I really picked up on that.
Yeah.
That was really a neat thing last Sunday. You just don't see that happening very often, you know.
Very true.
You still have to work. But they closed all the stores.
Every one of them.
Man, that's pretty awesome. And then we talked about the top Halloween movies that had to do with Halloween.
Yeah.
Which eliminated some of the ones I had on my list. But, you know, you can go back to Frankenstein, The Wolfman, Dracula.
Any of those vampire movies.
Oh, yeah. And so it just goes on and on. I'll tell you the scariest movie I've ever seen, though.
Okay.
Was Carrie.
Is that about the car?
No, that's... Oh. No. This was about a girl that was made fun of at high school, and they plan on throwing a bucket of blood on top of her head while they fake made her the homecoming queen. But the end of that movie, if you've never watched it, all I can say is brace yourself.
Really?
It's that scary. You shouldn't even.
I won't go near it.
No, I mean
Hulu has their Halloween. Yeah. I don't even go to that.
You and Skeeter might have problems. I don't know. It could scare the little puppy and you.
He is the only one that watches TV. He'll watch. It's weird. And something happens on there, he'll react to it. It's kind of funny.
He's really a genius dog.
I don't know if he's a genius, but he has an attraction to whatever's on the TV.
Does he bark when he sees a dog?
And he barks all the time now. Well, got to do something about that.
That won't ever change.
Oh, that's probably true. He's got some of that dachshund in him, I think. So, there you go.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
91% of people are no longer friends with someone that they called their best friend.
Oh, really?
That's kind of sad, isn't it?
That's not true with us.
Sure.
Okay, I got to go.
Here's our song of the day from Bobby Boris Pickett.